Ladies and gentlemen, the Mark and JD Show.
Let's calm the fuck down.
Welcome to the Mark and JD Radio Show. It is Thursday, 9:31 p.m., although that wouldn't matter to anyone because it'll be, I don't know, 11 something by the time you hear this, if you hear it.
My computer says 9:32.
Oh, now it says 9:32. Damn it!
We're going to tell you what time it is.
We're going to tell you time every minute. We're at the clock radio show.
Clock podcast. It's just 59 seconds of silence and 11:01.
Dude.
That'd be real funny. It'd be real creepy. Like, you just leave it on in the background.
9:33.
11:04. Oh, okay.
Just my voice, just saying 9:33.
I could do it in a fake radio voice. It's 7:01.
I can't even do the fake radio voice. I don't have it. I can do a regular. My voice is probably good enough for radio, but I can't really do the fake radio voice. You're listening to 95.3. Some shit like that.
You're listening to 95.3.
That's because you
a lot of time. You have to listen to a lot of bad radio.
Yeah, Scott and Todd will do that to you, I guess. You did that shit in CW Post, though.
I didn't really do, like, fake radio. I never really, like, did, like, a voice.
You did, like, hack. We didn't do a voice, but you did hack radio.
Yeah, we did a hack radio. I mean,
hack radio. We did it, like, a couple. We did it, like, 10 times.
But we weren't, like, being hacked. We were just a toned-down Mark and JD show.
I think the only person who listened was Eric. Were we trying to give shit away, too?
I gave away tickets once to your brother.
Yeah, I remember that. The OER concert, wasn't it?
No. Or maybe this was one was to see Dave Attell.
Oh, yeah. Well, I went to that, too. I don't remember.
Maybe that was you. Maybe it was you, not your brother. Maybe your brother got the OAR tickets.
JD's here. I go to OAR, too, though, so I don't know what we're talking about anymore. Like, it matters now, anyway, but still.
Yeah, I mean, this was, like, 10 years ago.
At least. Well, a little bit less. No, actually, at this point, probably it was 12, 10 years ago. Now, just hacky radio bothers me. I can't even listen to regular radio anymore. At all. It just bugs me. They play the same shit over and over. I just can't deal with the censorship of that crap. I just can't deal with it. It's so terrible.
Well, I saw something the other day because Reddit was actually having something about radio. Like, you've seen, like, the Scumbag Steve stuff.
Vaguely, yeah.
Yeah, it's like Scumbag Radio DJ, like, has access to thousands of songs, plays the same five all the time. And I was like, yeah, I mean, but, like, the audience of the person listening to the radio is moms in the car who are only in the car for 5 to 10 minutes and they want to hear something familiar.
Yeah, I guess.
That's like the main audience is. And I'm like, that's what it seems like they want all the advertising for. But nobody really, like, I don't know anybody that's like, yeah, I listen to the radio all the time.
I listen to radio at work.
No. Like, if you're at work, like, you can listen to internet radio. Unless you work where I work and they shut down internet streaming audio and video from whatever time in the morning to 3 p.m. in the afternoon.
You can't even listen to Spotify anymore?
Why do you think I pay for Spotify Mobile on my phone?
Okay. That's what I figured.
Which is the greatest thing ever. I mean, Spotify. If you don't have Spotify, you need Spotify.
It is pretty sweet. You can do whatever you want on there.
And listen to whatever you want. You don't have, like, it's not like Pandora where you only get, like, 7 skips of an hour or whatever it is. And
I mean, it does get, after like every 4 songs, it plays commercials. Well, for you, you don't because you pay, but for the normal person, it plays like a commercial in between. But then you get, you know.
But you get to pick what you want.
I know, you have to play whatever you want. Pandora or iHeartRadio, you have to like.
You don't get a choice on Pandora. You say, I feel like listening to My Chemical Romance. And it's like, fuck you, here's like 30 songs before you get a My Chemical Romance one, you know.
No, usually the first one is My Chemical Romance, isn't it?
I don't know. I haven't used Pandora in ages. I used to use other things. I found other things that let you skip as much as you want.
I just download all my music and play whatever I want anyway.
It's just like Spotify is just like it's so easy. And if like everybody would join Spotify, it'd be like whatever. It's $10 a month. You pay $8 a month for Netflix, gives you unlimited streaming. You pay $10 a month for Spotify, unlimited streaming. It's like, no wonder I use so much data on my phone.
Yeah, I mean, I even look at Netflix on my phone from time to time. If I was sitting and waiting somewhere, I was actually watching Cheers the other day on my phone. I don't know why.
Yeah, I watch stuff on my phone all the time.
It's Cheers.
The times when I shouldn't be watching stuff on my phone.
Yes, probably not. Like when you're changing your baby or putting him to bed.
No.
Hey, look, it's Cheers. Everybody knows his name. He's like,
hey!
Putting the tape on the sides.
Yes, that's exactly what I do. Hold on, I'm saying something, Micah. Shut up!
But Dad, he doesn't speak yet, but he's like putting the tape down. Babies, I don't understand babies, because they just make guttural noises until they're like four. They don't really speak.
Four?
When do they start talking? I don't fucking know. When do they start talking?
Like, most babies should start talking within, like, 12 to 18 months.
Well, I started talking when I was, like, 4 months old. I don't know, I'm just abnormal. What
yeah, you're just like, you're an asshole!
Fuck you guys! Feed me more! Shit. No. Probably, yeah, 4 months. 4 months seems about right.
Well, he babbles all the time. Yeah,
he does that?
Yeah, he's like,
You should have your own conversation with him where he goes, man. You go,
I do all the time. He'll be like,
he sounds like my dog. My dog does that to me all the time. He'll like be sitting by the back door and he goes, I'm gonna go, I'm like, you want to go out? And I let him out.
And like in the car, he'll all of a sudden, like he'll be looking out the window and he'll go, ugh. I'm just like, what are you doing?
Your baby's just a drunk old man, is what
he
it comes to.
Pretty much
that.
Is.
That's what drunk old people do.
Speaking of drunk old people, I read an article today.
What?
On Gawker about this dude that got pulled over for drunk driving in Ohio, and when they gave him the breathalyzer, he blew a 486.
Holy shit! Isn't point
that was
the legal limit?
Yes.
Wow, that's a lot.
Wait! It gets better. That reading was wrong.
What was it, 8.4?
It was 0.627 when they gave him the actual blood test at the hospital, where they took him because they were shocked that he was even still alive.
Dude, I can imagine that. He should be dead at 4.8.
Dude, like anything over 0.3 is like considered like you should be fucking dead.
What's the legal limit is 8, right? 0.8?
0.08, yes.
0.08. So what is it, 0.04 or 0.06?
0.08.
No. What did he blow, 0.6 or 0.06?
Yes.
He blew a 0.6? Holy
shit. Well, he blew the 0.486, but when they got him, it was 0.687 or something like that. That means, like, basically what that means is the blood alcohol level is a percentage of alcohol in your blood. Like, you know, you blow a 0.1, that's 0.1% of your blood is alcohol by volume. Jesus
Christ. His nose must have been fucking purple.
Well, I'm looking at, like, the chart here. Like, anything over 0.5 is a high risk of poisoning and a possibility of death. And, like, anything over 4 is, like a general lack of behavior, meaning you're just sitting there doing nothing and being unconscious. You have there's, like, a chart you can look at. For like a 240-pound man, that's at least 40 shots over 4 hours.
That's a lot of shots. Was it his 40th birthday?
He was a 24-year-old dude.
Oh,
pull up the article and I'll post it up on our Facebook page.
Facebook. No, I can honestly tell. I've never had one of like 4 shots at a bar, maybe. And I've never driven with 4 shots in me, ever. I've driven with, like, 2 or 3, maybe 4 beers. But never, never 4 shots. Or 5 shots. Or 10 shots. Or anywhere near as many. I'd need 2 shots I wouldn't drive on.
That's ridiculous. Like, I mean, I've gotten really, really drunk. And maybe that's the equivalent of, like, 13 to 15 shots. I'm barely functioning at that point. How could you even, at, like, twice, 3 times as much?
I remember you drinking vodka in Billy Matthews' backyard, and you drank almost that entire bottle of vodka, that Vox vodka.
Oh, by the way, Yes, box vodka.
Yes.
A handle of alcohol is only 33 shots, so he had more than a handle.
The hell's a handle?
Like, you know, like the big booze bottles?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Holy shit. That's, yeah. That's a lot of booze.
That's only like 33 shots.
That's crazy. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Must have been thirsty. I don't know.
I found the article, so I'm going to post it up on there for everybody to read.
Is he in jail or what?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I was hoping. I mean,
there's a 24-year-old in Liberty, in Iowa, not Ohio.
Iowa? Fucking Iowa, man. These people are fucking crazy. But not as crazy as Texas.
Or Maryland, apparently.
I actually have, we can get to Maryland in a second. I think I know what you're talking about. But, yeah. In Texas, in Fort Worth, Texas, there's a teacher who is the greatest teacher ever.
Ever.
Let me pull it up real fast. But she apparently filmed a sex tape for group sex with four of her male students. Four. Not three, not two, but four. Her name is Brittany, but Brit with, it's B-R-I-T-T-N-I. Even sexy.
A-N-I? That's a stripper.
What? No, it's B-R-I-T-T-N-I with an I.
N-I, that's a stripper.
I'm imagining a heart on the top of the eye over there. It's just a dot right now.
How old is she?
She is 28.
I'm going to pull this up here.
I'm sure she could have, she's not like hot. In the picture up top, she looks all right, but then in the picture in the mugshot, she looks terrible. She's like acting.
Well, nobody looks good in a mugshot.
No, but she looks really bad in a mugshot. Hang on, I'll send you the article.
I put something up here.
It's from the New York Daily News, actually.
This is on ABC News.
She's 28. Don't put the light. When they were filming it, she said, "Don't put the light in my eyes." Like, that's going to make a difference.
She's ugly. She's not really that good looking at all.
The picture, are you looking at the picture, like the Fox News picture? She looks all.
It's not like the mugshot. It's her in court, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, dude.
I kind of want to see this video. But I guess you can't because the kids are. Oh, no, they are over 18 years old.
So why is she going to jail?
In Texas, it's illegal.
What, 18?
To have sexual contact with a student.
Even if they're of age?
Yes.
Wow, this... I want
to... It is against Texas law for a teacher to have an improper relationship with a student regardless of age. But even if she was charged, she would not have to register as a sex offender.
Well, because it's not really sex offensive or whatever.
The video does not show her face, but it reportedly showed a woman's back as she was having intercourse with at least two different students while others were in the room.
One of the victims said, "We all started performing."
Yeah, victims.
I did air quotes. You can't see it there. One of the victims who had a great time. We all started performing oral sex and having sexual intercourse with her. Jesus Christ. It's awesome. I want to see this video. I really do. Apparently, there's, audio in the sex tape. I would imagine. But she said, to her people, to the people on the video, she said, "You have something I want." Apparently, she was talking about their cocks.
The evidence is, part of the evidence is that video.
Well, yeah. I know that this is what I'm watching. The jurors had to watch it today. That's what it is. The jurors in Texas sex scandal trial watch footage of teacher allegedly engaging in group sex.
How did these kids not put it on the internet?
I don't know. I would have put it on the internet right after it happened. Like, immediately. Holy shit.
It's like that stupid Galaxy 3 commercial where they're at the concert.
I know, yeah.
Here, we're at the concert. Here's video from my angle. I'm going to send it to you, who's also at the concert, because that makes sense somehow.
I find it very hard to believe that none of these other kids have video of this particular affair. They probably have it on their phones or whatever.
It's probably – it's real funny. It's it'd be really funny if it was, really blurry because they took it with, a flip phone from, 2003.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That'd be hilarious. They take it with, an old BlackBerry. It's, sideways. You can't really see it. It's all blocky. Still kind of sexy anyway.
Is that even a woman? You like, can't even tell.
She might have a penis. I don't know. I mean, in the one picture I'm looking at, like, I guess it's like the part where she's talking to her, like the snapshot of her talking to her attorney. And she's not terrible. I mean, it's not even the fact that she's ugly or hot. It's the allure of fucking your teacher. You know, it's not even about that shit. Like, when I was in high school, when I was in ninth grade, I had a really hot English teacher. Miss Moore, I think. I don't remember. I don't remember her name. I think it was Moore. It might have been Moore. But,
or less.
Or more, give or take. She was kind of hot. I think she was just, I think she was either engaged or just married, one or the other. But I would have definitely banged her. There was plenty of rumors in our school with teachers fucking students, dude, when I was there. Like Mallory, for one. Probably shouldn't have said his name. But still.
I mean, well, whatever. But I don't know. Like, what does it benefit the teacher? I don't understand.
She just wants to get off, dude.
I mean, I get it, but, like you're teaching these kids.
Yeah,
they're at least, like, 6 years younger than you, at least.
Yeah. No, eight, what's she, 28?
I'm just saying, like, Theo, like, you're generally, you graduate high school and you go to school, and you're probably around, like, the 23 to 25 range, like, when you start. So you're generally teaching at least 6 years younger than you or so, and then you only get older, they stay the same age. I mean, we're pulling out dazed and confused here.
But which this apparently happened in 2011, before May of 2011. So she was 27, all right?
Let's say seven. That's like 10 years. And she was married.
Yes, she was married. And the husband is like, wow, he probably wanted to fuck right afterwards. He's like, I just fucked four students.
Look, if you want to find some people to fuck, you can find some people to fuck. Especially if you're a woman. You don't need to have sex with students.
That's what Craigslist is for.
Craigslist or, like, OkCupid or pretty much anything.
They have shit just for that.
Madison. You know, like, there's plenty of places to find this shit.
I agree. It's just weird. I mean, like, I understand. She's not even that. What? I'm looking at something completely different. But anyway, it's just weird that, you know, how'd they find out?
Well, somebody told.
Who told? Who would fucking tell?
Man, I don't know.
Speaking of no one would tell. My brother called me the other day. Did you ever see? You had health class, right, with Mr. Henning? Henning.
Whatever. Yes, health class with the air quotes.
Health class.
Oh, wait, that was in the room that used to be the astronomy room.
I remember.
No windows in that room. So like when we watched movies, it was I am out,
dude.
I'm sleeping,
dude.
I cannot expect me to stay awake when it's pitch black in here.
The only movie this is going to be part of the story. I guess this doesn't go along with the teacher.
The only movie I remember was the Fred Savage movie.
Exactly. It's called Dalton Motel. That's what I'm getting to here.
He beats Candace Cameron.
He doesn't. Yeah, he beats her up, but he kills her. But he fingers her on the carousel. Remember? He's like finger banging her on the carousel. I'm like, this is the greatest movie ever. But my brother called me and he's like, dude, guess what's on Lifetime Movie Channel? I'm like, I don't know. I don't watch gay movie channels.
What are you watching the Lifetime Movie
He's like,
channel?
Dude, I wasn't watching it. I was flipping through the channels and I was like, this movie sounds familiar. He clicked on it. It's the fucking movie. It was on Lifetime Movie Network or whatever it was. No one would tell. So, of course, I had to go on the channel and like go forward and find it. I recorded it at like midnight. I got to go watch. I'm going to get drunk on like Saturday and fucking live tweet that movie as I watch it.
It's not the same unless you're watching it in a pitch black room.
It will be pitch black in there. I'll be sweaty and tired and sleepy. It'll be great. It'll be just like old times. I'll make sure I'm wearing Janko jeans and a really tight sweatshirt.
Yes, Janko jeans.
Janko jeans. Speaking of Janko, I watched 21 Jump Street, finally.
Which was awesome.
Was pretty
hilarious.
It was a pretty fucking funny movie. I did enjoy it. Dude, Channing Tatum's a pretty good actor. He really he's done. He really hasn't done anything bad. I mean, I'm not going to see Magic Mike, but that's just because it's a bunch of dudes. But still, I mean, he hasn't really done anything that really has been horrible.
He was funny. He was the funniest part in that movie, The Change Up.
What the fuck was he in The Change Up?
That's the Vince Vaughn movie, right?
No, that's...
No, not The Change-Up. That's, oh, what the fuck is the name of that movie?
Change-Up's the one with,
Right, that's Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan
right,
Reynolds
right.
and Jason Bateman.
What's the one?
Oh,
Kevin James and...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't know the...
He was in that movie. He was the funniest part in that movie.
He's a pretty fucking funny dude. What he wants to be. He was funny in that fucking 21 Jump Street movie. I hope they make a sequel, because it would be pretty fucking hilarious.
I think they are. I think they're moving on with it. But you know who Channing Tatum reminds me of?
Who?
John Cena.
He does. He looks just like... Dude, there's a guy in WWE who is a black version of John Cena. Hold on.
I don't watch WWE anymore, so...
I know, but...
Black John Cena. I googled that. Darren Young.
Darren Young, yeah.
I guess he kind of does.
He looks... Dude, I'm going to send you a picture of them together. Hang on. They look exactly alike. It's hysterical. Yeah. They look very, very similar. Like, they could be brothers from another mother.
It looks like... Like that bad Soul Man movie.
it does. Why is my mouse dead? Why are you not working, mouse? There you go. No, you're not working. Why do you not work?
How old is John Cena?
33, 4, 5, something like that.
Those wrestling guys are always older than you think they are.
Dude, I was watching it the other night. 35. For whatever reason, I've been watching Raw, and they were like, Rey Mysterio came back on the whatever it was. Oh, what's his name? Was just suspended. No, that's old. Holy shit. I was watching the 1000th episode of Raw, whatever it was. And they were talking about, and Rey Mysterio had just come back and he's facing somebody. And they're like, this young man has been through it all. I'm like, Rey Mysterio's fucking 40. He's not a young man at all. Young men are like 21, not fucking 40. He might look small, but he's fucking old. He's not a young man by any stretch of
They're always older than you actually think they are. Like, when Hogan was big in, like, the late 80s, he was like 37, 38 years old.
He's like 70.
Hogan is 62 now.
How old is Flair? Like, really old. He's gotta be at least 70.
Ric Flair is... 63.
Yes.
I'm just saying, like, remember, like, he's looked the same for, like, 20 years, but they always look older than they always are older than they actually are. I think the steroids, you know, help keep them young looking. But that was, I remember reading about that, because I read the Bret Hart book, and I remember reading about that, and I was like, man, like, he was old, like, when he started getting his push. Like, you really think that, like, Shawn Michaels, like, when would you think Shawn Michaels was at his peak?
30, probably.
Like, what years, though? What did you say?
Very late 90s. Like, mid-90s, like, late 90s would be his, like, main push, probably.
He was 30 in 95.
Yeah, that's probably when it happened. I remember watching it when he was facing Steve Austin and Mike Tyson was involved. I don't know. That was WrestleMania. I don't remember what year it was.
But Bret Hart is only 4 years older than Hogan.
That makes sense, though. Because
I mean, Hogan looks a lot. Always looked older.
He's got
bald.
No hair. Yeah, he's got no hair. Kind of makes sense.
He always wore the bandana.
Yes. Yeah, that bandana's awesome, though. If you're old.
If you're old.
So Hulkamaniac. I was always a Hulkamaniac. Until, like, I realized that wrestling...
Let me tell you something, brother. I remember when he left. I remember when he left to go film that Thunder in Paradise show. I totally watched the shit out of that show.
It was a terrible show. Wasn't it?
It was a movie first, and then they turned it into a
show. The show was pretty bad.
And it only lasted 22 episodes.
Yeah, only lasted a year. That kind of makes sense. It was a terrible fucking television show.
Well, it was like, we're going to take this boat everywhere.
Thunder and...
It didn't even make sense.
Thunder in Paradise is also a terrible name for a TV show. Because first of all,
Well, the boat was named Thunder.
It should have been Thunder and Lightning in Paradise. Why is nothing working anymore?
But his boat was named Thunder. I mean, that's the only reason why.
My mouse stopped working! Why are you not working anymore?
Alright, let's move on to the next thing you wanted to talk about.
The, Kate Middleton's cousin?
Was it that, or was it...
We already talked about the hot teacher. Well, not hot teacher.
We're going to talk about the progressive insurance thing.
Oh, yeah, we can talk about that. That's fine. That kind of annoys... This whole story kind of bothers me. Because it's just fucking horse shit. Dude, my mouse. I can't even look at the shit because my mouse is dead. My mouse just suddenly wanted to die. I don't know why. But the progressive thing. Anyway, this comedian, Mike Fisher, who I don't know. I don't really know his stuff.
I never heard of him.
According to other people, he's pretty funny. Other people that I don't trust. Oh, I don't trust them. Fuck them. But the fuck? His sister was killed in a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
Driver ran a red light.
Drunk driver.
What?
I thought he was drunk.
Was he drunk?
I think so.
I don't think he was drunk, was he? I don't want to slander anybody. That's just
whatever.
Yeah, really. Jesus.
He killed a girl. Come on.
Yeah, he did kill a girl. It's true. And she was kind of hot, too. I'm not going to lie. Why is that my shit? What the fuck? I would look at the pictures right now and be like, yeah, she's kind of hot, but she's... none of my shit wants to work right now. And apparently, the progressive insurance people went to court, and they didn't officially defend the guy that I don't know his name because I don't have my shit in front of me. But officially, they didn't.
The driver?
The driver of the other car. They officially
didn't have a name.
I don't know. Yeah, they probably. That guy would get fucking hate mail like crazy. Please work, mouse. Please work. Yay! So anyway, let me pull it up here. Fucking stupid. Oh my god. I don't know where it was now. Fuck. The guy ran a red light. I don't know if he was drunk or not, but he ran a red light. He killed the girl. The family wanted restitution, so they go to the insurance. The insurance says they can't really do anything. So they, because in whatever state they're in, Maryland, which is why you brought up the Maryland thing, they can't sue the insurance company. They can only sue the person. So they have to take the guy to court, and in order to find the jury ruled in their favor, $760,000, which, I mean... To pay off her debts or whatever she had, she was a...
I mean, like, there's more to it than that. It's basically, like, they have underinsured motorist...
This guy was...
Like, coverage. So the company providing that is considered a defendant. But apparently, whatever, that's what they said. Apparently in Maryland, that if you were, like, considered 1% at fault... You lose everything. You don't get a dime.
It's weird. It's a weird.
For sure. That's what it is. That's in Maryland, and it's one of the only states that, like, one of the very, if one or for a few states that do that. Like, in other states, if they think, like, if you're 30% at fault, you get 30% of what the jury says you get. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But in Maryland, if you're considered even 1% at fault, they don't have to pay you a dime. And that's why Progressive was doing it. Because if they could find the other person at fault in any sort of way, they wouldn't have to pay.
But she wasn't.
No. See, now Progressive's trying to get out of this and saying a trial was necessary so that a jury could review all the evidence in these circumstances under Maryland law. The insurance company providing the underinsured motorist coverage is considered a defendant. As a defendant in this case, Progressive participated in the trial procedures on our own behalf while Nationwide represented the other driver. But, like, that doesn't – like, that goes against whatever this guy was saying in the first place, in that the Progressive lawyer conferred with the defendant, not the Nationwide lawyer.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that he gave the opening statement for him, that he cross-examined all the witnesses, he questioned all the defense witnesses, like, he did all these different things. So, I mean, I had Progressive insurance many, many years ago. I would never go back.
I think it's just hacky insurance. I don't know, I mean, it just seems like hacky insurance.
I mean, the commercials are annoying as shit.
Yeah, they are. But that, you know, the thing that really bothered me, and I noticed this right after it happened, I think somebody, Jim Norton or somebody, retweeted Matt Fisher, who was retweeting all of the tweets that Progressive was sending out. And they were mod tweets, all sending the same thing over and over. And they actually...
Oh, yeah. Because Progressive, people were, like, tweeting at Progressive, and, like, Progressive was, I guess, it was just, like, a bot, and it was just replying the same thing to everybody.
Over and over. And then everybody started retweeting him. I mean, she was a cute girl, man. It's sad. She was only 24 years old. That sucks. She was cute. I mean, terrible picture. There's, like, 3 pictures on the site. The second one's, like, really bad. I don't know. It's, like, really, like, blurry. But the first one's not bad. She graduated, I guess, from college that she's never going to have to pay for. And the last one. But, I mean, she's not bad. She was cute. It sucks.
You know, shit happens.
You don't want it to happen to somebody who has their entire life ahead of them.
No. Yeah. I just, like... Like, the whole business of insurance is, like, is really stupid. Like, yeah. I don't understand, like, I mean, I guess they want everybody to have insurance to drive a car, just to be safe. But, like, I never understood, like, mandatory car insurance. And how many people, like, just try to skate by it. And there's, like, there seems to be, like, almost no punishment for these people.
True. It you know what?
It's like a small fine. Okay, what if you happen to get into a major car crash and you were uninsured? Like, that should be like a real crime.
If you kill someone,
if you're going to make everybody get it, it should be a real crime.
It should. People who drive without insurance are fucking insane. It's like the people who drive without licenses.
People do that.
I know. Messner did it for like 2 years. He drove from Harrisburg to Chambersburg.
Why?
Because he's a lunatic. He didn't have a license and he couldn't get one.
How could he not get a license?
Because
he got too many tickets?
He got suspended. And I guess they never told him or whatever. They never mailed him something that told him.
Who is he, JD?
Yeah, maybe. But still, you know, it's a shitty situation. Overall, it's a shitty situation. You know? I don't want to see... I mean, first of all, your kid's sister dies, and then you have to go through all this shit with your insurance company. Dude, fucking girl just died.
They will do anything they can to get out of paying.
I know. That's the shitty thing about it, man. You know they have you know they have money.
I know, because I can tell you, I pulled it up right now. Their revenue for Progressive Insurance in the year 2010 was $15 billion.
I just saw something too, not too recent.
That's revenue. I don't know how much of that is net, but
I know I saw something today that their revenue actually went up this year so far. I saw something today. Just $15 billion. Pay the money out, dude. Really, don't be a dick. Just pay it out. There's no reason to be completely shit dick about this crap. The girl died. It's not nice. It's not a great thing.
Okay,
but
here we go.
At least be
I found Allstate.
Okay.
Allstate made operating income of $1.493 billion, right?
Okay.
That's just operating income.
Against $15 billion?
Against $31 billion in revenue.
Holy shit. Okay, maybe it's not that high.
Yeah, but it's okay. Wait, so if they made $31 billion in revenue, they still had a net income of almost $1 billion. They have $130 billion in assets and $10 billion in equity. You can't pay out $1 million because that's what they had the insurance for. That's what it calls for. $1 million of $10 billion you have in the bank is nothing. It really isn't.
The question is, why do you
pay for 1%?
Why do you pay for insurance if you're not going to get paid out?
Because they do anything that they can to get out of it. Anything.
Sadly, it's true.
Read like a full insurance policy?
Fortunately, not. Not unfortunately, fortunately.
How much do you pay for insurance in Florida?
Not much. It's not that bad. It's. I think it's like, for me, it's not bad because I haven't really done anything. It was low. It was like 100 and something.
A month?
Every 3 months, something like that.
See, between the two of us, my insurance is about 800 for 6 months.
That's not too bad.
And we have higher than minimum coverage, too. I don't have
a kid in the car. You should definitely have higher insurance.
Yeah, and well, Pennsylvania also has like this tort thing, too, which is weird, but
Pennsylvania's just weird in general.
Yeah, pretty much. But I mean, like, in New York, I was paying double that for 6 months.
Of New York's retarded expensive wise. It's like Florida, when you, they don't give a shit about the insurance, how much that shit is. They care about the houses. House insurance is pretty high considering.
Dude, my renter's insurance is like $100 a year for $300,000 worth of coverage.
That's
ridiculous. I don't even have $300,000. I don't even have $30,000 worth of stuff. I mean, I understand, like, it's going to cover, like, fire and if anything else burns or whatever, but $300,000?
Like,
fucking coverage. There's no way this townhouse costs $300,000.
No, like, 50 maybe. But, like, my parents pay a decent amount for, but it's so
I wish people would rob. Somebody, please come and rob me.
I'll come rob you. I'll just bring the shit back. Well, I'll double everything.
One of my buddies at work got robbed, and he had, like, a shitty camera and a shitty computer, and they had, like, they gave him, like, $600 for the camera and, like, over $1,000 for the computer, and he just went and bought brand new stuff. I didn't even use it, but they gave me money for it.
Dude, if they're going to give you money for shit, you might as well just do it. Like,
For, like, stupid stuff like that, and then in, like, the cases where, like, you know, something really did happen, like, they won't pay it out. Like, what is this? This isn't balanced here. Something's not right.
Something wrong with the insurance for everything too. Not even just like that kind of insurance, but like health insurance. Obviously, not going to get into the health insurance, but everything's kind of fucked. The entire planet's fucked. We're all fucked. That's how it goes. Can we get off the sad stuff and get to the good stuff?
I don't know what's the good stuff.
Kate Middleton's second cousin is posing for Playboy.
Man, second cousins are just like they're barely related.
She's kind of chubby in like a British kind of way. I don't know what that means, but that's what I'm saying.
Chubby. She's not chubby.
She's got like, I don't know. It's not like tight. I guess it kind of is. I don't know. She's not bad looking.
Normal.
She's not bad looking. She's all right.
I don't see where the chub is. But
it's like,
okay.
I don't know. It just looks, I don't know. It looks white.
She's awkwardly sitting.
She's got
skin of pale people.
These pictures are
like
so
a sex
blurry.
Cousin, like the children, the kid of like one of your cousins.
No, I don't have any cousins, so.
So you would have a sex, but like it's like okay, like you're barely related. You can legally marry your second cousin, and you're not really gonna fuck up your DNA.
But would you marry your second cousin? Probably not.
I have a second cousin.
Exactly.
Oh wait, I have one, but she's like five.
Actually, isn't fucking, what's her name, my cousin?
Yeah, see? Somehow. Didn't you figure that out?
No, I never really figured it out.
Well, who did?
I don't know, maybe my brother, my dad, my parents, I don't know. I never really cared that much.
Well, like, you didn't just make it. Wasn't it like a third cousin or something?
All I know is that when Ficken was dating her, and he didn't want you to know, I got a bunch of free shit. I don't care about anything else. I got a bunch of free popcorn and soda and candy.
I saw her once in Dave and Buster's or Jillian's, or maybe it was at that time. You, like many, many years.
You didn't go.
She lost a lot of weight. I was like, man, I got fat.
Dang her. Now, you didn't go to Connecticut, right?
No, I did not go on the Connecticut adventure.
I can't.
I don't think we were seeing each other at that time.
Me and you?
No.
No, you weren't. She was with Ficken.
Yeah, I know. I
thought you were talking about me. I'm like, dude, I think we've been friends for
a
while. I see
you. We're breaking up as friends, Jim. Don't want to see you anymore.
I don't know. Something about her face bothers me. Not Chrissy, the chick on this thing. Katrina Darling, I guess her name is. Hot. Hot name. Not a very hot face. She's got like a chubby face. She just
I don't even know what happened in Connecticut. And I don't think you guys ever really talked about it.
the weekend in which we do not speak.
Like you guys like wouldn't talk about it. Like something happened.
It was bad, dude. It was, dude. I wrote a majority about it in that episode of the show. I mean, it wasn't like
I haven't talked to him in years.
Who, Ficken?
Yeah.
He was gonna visit my brother and then just never talk to each other again. They're like, I want to see this nude pictorial of Katrina Darling. I want a naked pictorial of Kate Middleton.
Well.
That's never going to happen. Oh, well. Whatever. Dun, dun, dun. What are you telling? What are you sending me?
You
know my mouse is like shot, right?
Get a fucking new mouse. What's wrong with your mouse?
It's just, I don't know, it's not really working. Did you find the photos?
No.
Damn it!
I found other photos.
Yeah, I see him. She's kinda, that's a weird photo up top. Why is she blonde?
Man, I don't know.
I don't like her as a blonde. I like her as a brunette better. I'm not a big fan of blonde chicks. She's not bad looking, though.
No, I'm just reading this thing on Reddit.
She's like a... She's full figured, though. She's not, like, thin. I don't know. Maybe it's the British thing, because they look bigger. That sounds weird. But no, she's, like, full... She's bigger than, like, a normal... I don't know.
Jim, your thought on what makes up a normal girl is abnormal.
You got that right.
You think the girl that's like 5'4" and 100 pounds is normal? That's not normal. Nor is it healthy.
No, actually, the one picture at the very bottom where she got pink. Well, she's wearing like a blue bikini. She's pretty thin in that picture. Maybe it's just the angles of the shots. I don't know. She just looks weird. Her face is also kind of like, her nose is weird. I don't know what it is. She's not unattractive. She just poses in weird shots. Why does she have to be so weird? She poses normally. And naked.
How do you pose normally? Like posing in itself is not normal.
Like her freaking, like, I don't know. Like, this one picture where she's got, like, red, orange hair or whatever, it's just weird. And the one picture above it, she's got, like, weird makeup on her eyes. It's just weird shit. I don't like that crap. Just normal. Pose normal. She's got chubby fingers, too.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
so one last thing we can talk about. And it's pretty big deal. Did you hear about this trap wire thing?
No, I did not.
You did not?
I swear to God, I didn't. I'm not even thinking.
Basically, it's like this surveillance network of cameras that, like, the government can look on.
Like CCTV?
Pretty much.
In the UK? Let's go back.
No, in America.
No, but I'm saying, like, CCTV in the UK.
Yes.
Big Brother is watching.
So, like, they only just found out about it, I think, on WikiLeaks. It got leaked.
Of course it did. Why would it put it on WikiLeaks if it didn't get leaked?
It's bad, man. This is, like, they can collect tons of info about people, and, like, they didn't tell nobody.
Like, where are these cameras situated?
They're just all over the place. They're just, like, they look like regular cameras, but they're connected to, like, a huge network.
Like, why shouldn't you be able to do that?
Well, here, I'm looking at the listed of reported users is pretty extensive. Las Vegas casinos, the New York City subway system, the LAPD, Washington, D.C., and all of Texas. Basically, it uses whatever closed-circuit cameras the user can access, like those domed security cameras on the ceilings of grocery stores and the subway, etc., and monitor activity.
Well, that's like, pretty. I mean, you haven't watched it, but
yes,
that's person of interest.
Oh, that's exactly what it says right here. It's like, nothing new so far. Security cameras tend to do that kind of thing. But here's where it gets interested. Suspicious activities, taking pictures, making measurements, and other things that could point to a nefarious terrorist plot can be flagged and reported and combined with civilian reports aggregated by software and then analyzed. And then all that gets sent to Department of Homeland Security.
I don't really have a problem with that.
You don't have a problem with that?
No, because I'm not going to do anything stupid. If you're dumb enough to get caught on any camera, you should deserve to get caught doing something. You should deserve to go to jail or get shot. I don't really have a problem with that. Like, I don't have a problem with CCTV.
Dude,
it helps them catch fucking horrible people.
This is people that are taking pictures. Just taking a picture is flagged as a suspicious activity.
Well, no. In, like, a supermarket or in a building where you're taking pictures.
These are not pictures in a supermarket or in a building. These are pictures in the subway, in casinos.
Who takes pictures of the subway?
People who are from not New York.
Well, they shouldn't be taking.
Look, here's the subway. I'm gonna take a picture.
You know what? I don't know if that's true. I can't see with good authority. That's probably true. It's plausible, I guess, in a way. But if you look like a tourist and you're just doing whatever, you have kids with you or some shit, and you're taking, who takes fucking pictures of the subway? It's stupid. Every
people
fucking,
do it. Why would
every
you
country has a fucking subway
shit
system
all the time?
Most countries have a subway system of some kind. It's, well, train system, which is pretty much, it's an underground railroad for Christ's
sake. Okay, but Joe Schmo from fucking Idaho. Ain't never seen anything like the New York subway system.
So why is Joe Schmo going to... Why is he going to take a picture of the subway system? It still doesn't make sense to me.
Take pictures of that. It's not just the subway system, but the casinos. You take a picture of the casino.
Yeah, I mean, casino, I guess. I mean, I just personally don't really have a problem with it. It just doesn't... I mean, if somebody's doing...
It's a huge invasion of privacy.
But so is listening on other people's phone calls, and they have the authority to do that in most cases now. So,
yeah, without a warrant.
Dude, Big Brother is watching.
Man, fuck that.
They're listening right now, dude. We're recording, and they're already listening. I didn't even post it yet, and they're already listening to our conversation. They know. I don't want to get on the government's bad side.
It's pretty much, this is a system that can watch your every move.
They really can't, though. I mean,
they can.
Yeah, but in major cities, when people look suspicious... People look suspicious a lot of the time, but I'm sure they have people trained to know if somebody's an asshole and they're fucking, like the guy's wearing a fucking turban and he's taking a picture of the subway system just for shits and giggles. I mean, if he's with his kids and he's like with his buddies and he looks like a frat boy from Ohio and taking a picture of the subway because he's a moron, they're probably not going to think anything of it. May throw it away till later. I mean, like, and then look at it later when something happens, be like, oh yeah, this guy was taking a picture of the fucking subway. He's an asshole. You know, it's just whatever. There's nothing you can do about it. It's just going to happen. They should have access to that shit. Because you know what? It probably helps catch more bad people than the good people get hurt.
Bad people. We live in such a police state. Like, we freak out. Like, something's going to happen at all times. But you know what? You know what the odds of something happening are? You have a better chance of getting hit by lightning. You have a better chance of dying by a vending machine falling on you, for fuck's sake.
Lance would not agree with that.
13 people a year die from the vending machine falling on you.
I was just glad that fucking thing. That was great. Vending machine falling on you? Call Mark and JD. What? Why would you call us for?
I had that.
Oh my god, that would be fucking hilarious. Did you listen to the show last week?
Of course I listened to the show last week.
Did you hear when I put the clips in the middle? Because we had to leave the show for a minute. I thought, fuck you, fuck this! Ah! shit. What was the, what happened with the, Ixnay on the YouTube A?
What?
the video, yes.
What video?
The, video you were in the process of...
I was sick.
Oh, okay, alright.
I was just, like, I'm just tired. Just want to sleep.
Shit.
Speaking of YouTube...
YouTubes.
Oh, I wonder if I can't really. I don't know if I could find that video. My buddy showed me this video today. After the, he's a soccer fan. I know you hate soccer, but it's not really soccer related. The video.
What is it?
But after the U.S. Mexico game.
Yeah.
It's the first time U.S. had ever beat Mexico in Mexico. So yeah. I guess it's kind of like a big deal. This video, like, it was some dude, it was from a while ago, I guess when they killed Osama. It's like some dude on an ATV driving around his backyard and shooting a gun and screaming, America! America! it had over a million views.
Jesus Christ. That sounds terrible. I want to write redneck yelling America while riding ATV. Don't see it. That should have pulled it up, damn it.
I found it. Here we go. I'm going to post this shit on the Facebook page. All
right, I got to watch it, though. Let me see this shit. Pom, pom, pom. Put it on. Turn it up. Woo! What does that do with soccer?
It just, that's what he posted, like, America, you know?
Oh, okay.
It has nothing to do with soccer, but that's why he posted it. Like, one of his guy friends posted it. But the original thing was he's celebrating Bin Laden's death.
I wish he shot himself. He's like, he's shooting his, moving the flag out of the way to shoot. What's he shooting at?
I don't know.
He's an asshole. some redneck celebrates the death of some of Lionel Riot firing a gun. That's a fucking moron. I love the comments on these videos. Somebody, this is not. Dude, somebody named.
I have a feeling he does this all the time, regardless of Osama bin Laden.
Somebody named Ficken3 said, this video makes me wish. He didn't even spell it right.
Al-Qaeda
had conquered the U.S. Nobody, that makes nothing possible. That's a horrible thing. And then somebody wrote, there's 57 dislikes. Somebody wrote, 56 people hate freedom. that's great.
Somebody else also spelled Al-Qaeda wrong, too, a little bit further down.
This video makes me wish Al-Qaeda was an American terrorist organization in the South. Ugh, fucking dumbass hillbillies. I don't hear any hamburger music playing. What? The flag was like, all right, man, that's enough. When he moved the flag out of the way. He's coming.
It's so funny to watch.
I know. It's fucking hysterical. Oh, God, it's funny. Fucking terrible. Fucking hillbillies, man. They don't know how to celebrate correctly. They go out and shoot shit. It's just not right. Boom, boom, boom. America. Boom, boom, boom. America.
USA.
America.
USA. It just like reminds me of that Opie and Anthony. Turn into a square, Clude. Turn into a square.
The fucking dumb cloud guy.
It's funny.
So stupid. I hate that guy. Well, he sounds like Jim Norton's Edgar character, where he has dry teeth. Good dry teeth. And he just does that the whole time. He doesn't really say anything else. And he just likes to, instead of poking people, he rubs them with the top of his hand. It's really weird. According to, you know, what they say on the show. Anyway. How we doing?
Doing alright. I think we should wrap this up.
Want to wrap it up? We have everything else or what? We done?
I got nothing else to talk about.
Before we go, the pregnant man is getting a divorce from his wife, I guess.
The pregnant man. Sounds like a shitty Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Could be coming. Could be coming. Speaking of him, he's got his new movies coming out soon. The Last Stand or whatever.
Expendables 2?
No, that movie's coming out. That movie's already out, isn't it? It comes out Friday?
I think so.
No, this one's
Speaking of Expendables, I read that they wanted to get like every action star ever for like the third Expendables.
Yeah, Nicolas Cage, Wesley Snipes, a whole bunch of people. It's crazy. I hope they all do it too. You know, the sad part is the Expendables movies aren't great. They're not great movies. But
I haven't even watched the first one.
First one's pretty good.
It's been on Netflix. It's been in my Netflix streaming queue for like a year.
I think it's still on there.
It's still there.
I think it is. I watched it on Blu-ray. I took it out from the library. But it's just nonsense. It's just dumb fucking action. All Sylvester Stallone movies are dumb action. Unless you watch Over the Top. And that was just.
Oh, yeah. It's not dumb at all.
No. Fucking arm wrestling is tight, dude. Come on. You should make a sequel of that movie. Over the Top 2. Tops over.
Over the Top 2. At the top of the mountain. Like, if you said to people, okay, I got this movie. It's called Over the Top. What do you think it's about?
Basketball. Skiing.
I think arm wrestling would be like not even in the top 25.
Could be any. Over the top is like an expression. Say, wow, that was over the top. Like, you know, you went overboard.
Yeah.
Over the top too. Overboard. Over the top too. Toppled over.
Nobody's gonna say arm wrestling.
Who would watch a movie about arm wrestling? It's stupid. People did dumb shit in the '80s.
Yes, they did.
Who was the bad guy in Over the Top? Do you know?
I don't know. Some German dude, probably.
1987, that movie came out. Was it Robert Loggia?
Robert Loggia. As in Robert Loggia. Did you see that on Family Guy?
And actually, Over the Top just came out on Blu-ray, apparently. Just so you know.
Oh, that's
if you want to go buy it.
Go not buy it right this second.
Buy it. I want you to go buy it. Come on, you know you want it. I think the Blu-ray
I bought was Tron, and I'm waiting for Avengers. I want to buy that.
You know who was in that? Terry Funk. The wrestler.
He doesn't seem like he'd be very good at arm wrestling.
He's good at bashing people in the head with fucking trash cans.
I mean, I guess.
Well, he is. The bad guy, I think, was Rick Zumwalt, and his name was Bull, so it would be Over the Top Tool, The Revenge of Bull. Unless he killed him by arm wrestling him to death. His name is Lincoln Hawk. I just got the Gossip Girl reference.
What?
I just got the Gossip Girl reference for what Lincoln Hawk is.
Bob Bull Hurley.
Lincoln Hawk is Stallone's name in the movie. His name is Lincoln Hawk. And in Gossip Girl, the dad, who's played by, I don't know his name, but is the dad of like one of the main characters is in a band, and the name of the band is Lincoln Hawk. I just got the reference. Because he's like, this is over the top. I just got the reference right now. Fucking 3 years later, I just got the reference.
He's trying. I think we should end it on that.
No.
I don't think you're going to top that.
I want to read the summary. Lincoln Hawk is a struggling trucker who's trying to rebuild his life. After the death of his wife, he tries to make amends with his son, who he left behind years earlier. Upon their first meeting, his son doesn't think too highly of him until he enters the nationwide arm wrestling competition in Las Vegas. Man, I gotta watch this movie. I haven't seen the movie in years. All right. On that note, we're out.
Well, hold on. Now that you said that his name is...
Lincoln Hawk?
Lincoln Hawk. I wanted to go back and look at, like, what other ridiculous names he's had as characters.
Rocky.
Sylvester Stallone. Well, in, let's see here. In this movie, Shade, his name was Dean Stevens. Like, what? Hey, I'm Dean the Dean. And in Daylight, his character's name was Kit LaTora. K-I-T.
In Fist, his name was Johnny Kovac. In Cobra, he was Cobra.
His name was Lieutenant Marion Cobra Cobretti.
In Tango and Cash, he was Tango.
Lieutenant Raymond Tango. But in Nighthawks, his name was Deke Da Silva. Like, what is that? What kind of a name is Deke Da Silva?
In the specials, his name was Ray Quick. It's an awesome name.
Angelo Snaps Provolone. Stop or my mom will shoot. Sergeant Joe Bomowski.
Bomowski.
Like, if you don't give him an Italian name, I automatically don't think it's like you even tried.
Dude, in Driven, his name was Joe Tonto.
It's Italian.
His name was Tonto. That was a terrible movie, by the way. Dude, his name in The Expendables was Barney Ross.
I never watched it.
I'm just saying, I'm looking at the thing. I don't remember it from the movie. I just remember it from looking at this.
Right, let's end this.
Let's end this shite. Tonight. All right.
Facebook.com/MarkandJD.
Twitter.com/MarkandJD.
Go on Facebook and you can see the things that we were talking about. Post the other links to the other articles, too, and the pictures while you're at it.
Pictures.
The picture of... the second cousin?
I don't have it anymore. Well, no, you have it. You sent it to me, so I'll do it. All right. Fine.
And then people will be like, oh, I get what they were talking about now. It makes it even better.
She is kind of chubby.
Not chubby. You're an idiot. 110 pounds? Man, that bitch is chubby. That
bitch is chubby. And like a skinny bro. She's got to weigh like 87 pounds.
I want to see your ribs and without her sucking chest in. You know?
Alright, what do you want your nickname to be this week?
I don't want no nicknames. Just be Mark, goddammit.
Mark and Captain Hilarious.
Yeah.
I'll think of a nickname for you. I think I have one. Barney Tango.
Yes, I'll be Barney Tango. I will be Lincoln Hawk. I'll be Hawk Lincoln. Like,
the Adventures of Lincoln Hawk and Barney Tango. Nice. Yeah. I like it. All right. That's it for us. We're done.
See you maybe next week.
It's
2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, it is. Well, we were a day late.
Don't matter. 2 weeks. I count this in weeks, motherfucker.
Count this in weeks. All right. That's it.
All right. We'll
see
you.
Good day.
Good day, sir.